As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, June the 17th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions for you as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in the chat room discussion. You can also reach that by simply going to vocallocal.org. Either way, just click on the chat room link and you'll be right there with the rest of the folks in the chat room. Pick up the phone. Call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014. I understand that line is still on line today. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can certainly be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM, Lompoc, or Lompoc, however you like to say that, California. And also, in our second hour, we're joined by AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And thank you very, very much for broadcasting to your local listening audiences our Become Vocal Local broadcast. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Those contact data, information, the call-in numbers, and all that are available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, as well as our archives link. You can check on the archives over, well, many, 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 many months now of archived broadcasts right there ready for your use. Let's go into our review here a little bit of where we're going to go today. Gold and precious metals are breaking out in the early trading. We're going to talk about that. Equities closed flat yesterday. Currency stronger. The U.S. petrodollar and crude oil are declining. We'll go there in our market report. The VP and the oil executives unprepared. They're not exactly ready for prime time yet. We'll talk about that briefly. John Stuart Mill on representative government, probably in the second hour. We'll go back to that again once more. And, of course, we will take your calls. But let's do the market report. Put that behind us for this morning, Thursday, June the 17th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yahoo! Gold moving up $13.80 at $1,244.30 an ounce. Silver bumps up 31 cents, trades at $18.78, closing in on that $19 peg again. Looking forward to that. Platinum moves up $7 in early trading at $1,574 an ounce. Palladium up $7 as well. Big move in palladium, $479 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, pretty widespread here, $16 brewing so far, $1,230.20 for a low, $1,246 for a high. But at $1,244.30, your gold is up year to year, $309.50 for a 33.11% return on your investment. We'll be right back after about 5,250 gallons leak into the Gulf. We'll be right there.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, an active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $13.80 at $1,244.30 an ounce. Silver was up 31 cents at $18.78. Platinum up $7 at $1,574 an ounce. And palladium up 7 at $479. Again, at $1,244.30, your gold is up year to year $309.50 for a 33.11% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold price at $1,234.50, and gold promptly went up $10. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight at 1,306.14 tons of gold in their holding, ostensibly valued on the street at $51.83 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 5 at 10,410. The NASDAQ virtually flat at 2,306. And the S&P lost 1 and closed yesterday at 1,115. This morning, crude oil loses 78 cents off of those 42-gallon barrel prices. Trades at $76.89 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index this morning moves down 38 basis points, trades at 85.83 for you Forex traders. And that obviously is going to impact the foreign exchange rates. And our little Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America trade-weighted basket of currencies, we find the Canadian loonie in response to the downward move in the USDX, moving up 8 basis points, trades out at 98 cents U.S., coming close again with parity to the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 38 basis points at 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop and drive some illegal aliens across the southern border today. That would be a good thing to do. Euros this morning continue to move up a little bit, helping out the euro and the eurozone. Moves up 69 basis points, trades at $1.24 U.S. The British pound up 47 basis points at $1.48. And the Swiss franc continues to move up and moves up strong this morning, 150 basis points or 1.50%. Trades out at 90 cents, back in striking distance of parity once more with the U.S. dollar. I guess the Swiss franc, Central Bank decided to ease up a little bit. They had their jackboot right on the throat of the franc for some time. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bonded indebtedness of the United States Corporation drops, running at 0.71%. That's your yield on a 2-year bond. They run it cost you about $100 to buy one of those things, so anyone would do that. It would be beyond me. But the 10-year bond is yielding 3.24%, and if you're really a sucker for punishment, you can get into a 30-year bond for 4.17%. But it rolls over the other way, too, in the mortgage market. Excuse me. That 15-year mortgage, that fixed 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.26, continuing this downward trend in mortgage rates, moves down from 4.26% a month ago to 4.19% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.97 to 4.83%. So it's some pretty cheap real estate mortgages, if you ask me. I've paid far more than that in the past myself. Got a lot of news on the news plate today. There's no doubt about that. Talk about gold and precious metals breaking out. Let's go right here to the street and find out what they've got to say. New York, the street, new news. Gold prices were gunning to break their record high Thursday as an uncertain stock market fueled demand for gold as a safe haven asset. Well, if you're looking for excuses, that's a good excuse as any, but certainly gold was going up. Gold for August delivery was adding $11.70. Well, we can see that it's added much more than that. Where it's going to close today is anybody's guess, however, when you get into the crapshoot of the global marketplace. Gold, they say, is an attractive place for investors to put their money. I don't know, money? In uncertain time. Money, money, money. Paper money. As its money that retains its value. Well, the U.S. dollar has also been considered a safe haven. I don't know why anyone would think the U.S. dollar would be a safe haven, but it is, supposedly. But as headline risk from BP oil spill, Greece labor strikes, and Spain's debt issues continue to scare traders, hard assets become more attractive than paper currencies. But if you want to buy gold and silver, you better get into the marketplace because it's getting more and more scarce all the time. For the moment, the euro is recovering after a successful $4.3 billion bond sale in Spain, which was weighing on the dollar and supporting gold prices. Then it continues. Gold prices have continued to rise despite the lack of inflation data in the U.S., which indicates that it's general fear and headline risk, not inflation, that's triggering gold's move. Well, there might be some truth to that. I don't think so, though, but we'll see. Many analysts expect gold prices to continue their recent pattern of consolidation and recovery. As I've said, so far this week we've been seeing gold trading at a very tight $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 band, just kind of crab walking through time. But it has taken quite a spike this morning. We'll see whether or not it has the strength and the support to continue that drive a little bit more off of this. Where do we want to go with this? Here we go. Why don't we do this and get it out of the way? Jump into a little bit of information about British Petroleum. Not going to focus too much time on that today, I hope. BP bonds escaped a distressed list, trade as junk credit markets. Okay, this by Abigail Moses and Pierre Paulden, off Bloomberg, New News. BP PLC's agreement to cut 3/4 of its dividend payments and set up a $20 billion fund for oil spill victims removed that energy producer from a 4-hour stint among companies the bond market labeled as distressed, okay? So they had a little bit of a fleeting disparagance there, a little bit of a challenge on the quality of the BP name. But it only lasted about 4 hours. That's not much of a stint, all right? Anyway, they had a little bit of trouble with it. But things seem to be recovering. BP, $750 million of 1.55% notes due in 2011 rose 2.25 cents to 94.5 cents on the dollar after tumbling, blah, 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 blah. Spreads on bonds and default swaps tightened after BP splashed the $10 billion a year dividend and agreed to create an escrow fund to pay damages for the biggest blah, 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 blah. So what's all that about? Well, again, credit default swaps, you know, people going in and trying to protect against major losses in value. They get involved in this credit default swap, you know, credit default swaps. And then also all of the talk about the dividend payment, you know, from Barry the Usurper and the boys. And so they slashed their $10 billion a year dividend. They agreed to create this escrow fund, but there's a lot more in the news about that. Let's see if we can find something of value in the rest of this article. Lengthy article. No, I'm not going to go there. It's all just a bunch of technical eco-jargon, and we'll do without it and probably do better for it. Let's go up to this one, a little bit more BP stuff. Quickly, Will. Scroll up, buddy. Scroll up. BP Gulf spill fuels Australian opponents to drilling. I wanted to share this with you just so that you get an idea that we're going to have global repercussions. The rules, the regulations, it's all United Nations. It's one big United Nations pig file. So you can expect oil prices to rise in the relatively near future. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And after 125 barrels of crude oil have spilled out into the Gulf, we have returned. Going into this news article, BP Gulf spill fuels Australian opponents to drilling. And we're going to see this going, not only nationwide, but internationally. And whatever goes down in, of course, in the United States and Australia and Great Britain is going to be found in the rest of the world without too much delay. But again, this article off of Bloomberg. Let you know where we're starting to, where the oil companies and governments and the governance system, corporate governance, is going to be pointing here for the next few months at least. While the Gulf of Mexico catastrophe continues, it's going to be at regulations. It's going to be at rules and regulations and restrictions. It's going to be at a slowdown, if you will, of oil production. They have a glut, an absolute glut of oil and natural gas above ground in tanks, and they need to take the breather here and develop a little demand and get a little scarcity working for themselves, and so they'll take maybe a 6 or 8 month hiatus in production, and then they'll be right back online. You can count on that. But BP Gulf PLC's Gulf of Mexico disaster, or catastrophe, as Rob Schroeder likes to say, is generating opposition to deep water drilling off Australia, where the government is opening new exploration areas less than a year after the country's third worst oil spill. So you can see we don't learn from our mistakes. At least we don't learn very rapidly. Resources Minister Martin Ferguson will receive the results tomorrow of an investigation into last August's Timor Sea oil spill. Now, most of you remember the Timor Sea oil spill. Probably heard about that in the news. And many people are confusing the depths of the Macondo well with the Tiber well. But, you know, that's how it goes. You get the Tiber and the Timor, and you start to, all these names just kind of spin around in your head. They're so far away from home, as you know. He said in a phone interview a month ago, he invited companies to bid for permits to explore new frontiers as Australia faces an import cost for oil and liquid fuels that may double in 5 years to a $30 billion Australian or $26 billion U.S. Industry. The country was self-sufficient in oil as recently as 2000. Well, you know, they're not really self-sufficient in oil. They're self-reliant. They're taking oil from the creator. They're being, you know, it's wise use, but they didn't create the oil. They're finding the oil. They're mining the oil. Ferguson, who today ruled out suspending exploration. Okay, ruled out suspending exploration. He ruled it out. They're not going to suspend exploration. Is offering 31 drilling areas in waters as deep as, get this now, 3,750 meters, more than twice the depth of BP's leaking well. All right? So when you hear the oil company saying, oh, God, it's beyond man's technological ability, this is so far. Well, for all of you that have been actually on the Internet doing any research, competent research into this issue, you realize, of course, that a mile below the sea level is not that, you know, extreme. And that the rigs that are kind of come out of Samsung and some of the others out of South Korea, replacing some of the aging oil platforms and drilling rigs, are going to reach down to depths much more than a mile below the sea level, and considerably. This one, 3,700 meters, 750 meters. You do the math. We should hold off on exploring in some of the deeper basins, said Tina Hunter, an assistant law professor at Bond University in Queensland State, who studies offshore oil regulation. Quote, the last thing we need is to go into deeper waters and risk something like what happened in the U.S. All right? So we're going to see more and more focus of attention in this particular direction. But going deep is where they're going. Just take that to the bank. Chevron Corporation, Royal Dutch Shell PLC, and ConocoPhillips. Now, it's pretty tough to separate BP from that Chevron Corporation, and Royal Dutch Shell and the Queen of England maybe own BP. But anyway, continuing. And ConocoPhillips are among companies planning more than $185 billion of oil and gas projects in the country, according to the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. Quote, unquote, accidents will happen. Increased drilling adds to the risk of a disaster the size of the BP Gulf spill could occur off Australia, said Justin Marshall, a professor at the University of Queensland. We don't know whether he's a professor of English. We don't know whether he's a professor of underwater basket weaving, but he's a professor, so they use him here as an expert, say. No. Anyway, but increased drilling adds to the risk of disaster. Of course it would. The more often you do something, especially something perhaps risky like mountain climbing, rock climbing, or deep sea oil exploration and drilling, the more often you do it, the greater the risk. It's just probability. Simple as that. The U.S. probe into the BP spill and what caused the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig to explode will focus on safety lapses and equipment failures. Okay, we're not talking about Project Blue Beam here or false flag terror. What we're talking about are safety lapses and equipment failures. And as we've said before, especially with Mike Chambers on his broadcast on Oracle Unleashed, you would think that the various regulators would insist on inspecting the toolbox of these various and sundry deep water drilling operations, make sure they have the tools necessary to go in and make repairs at the depths that they're intending to work before you give them the permit. That would be a basic beginning. That would be a 101. Of course, we talked with Doug from Oklahoma in regards to the unions, but a union carpenter, when they come on the job site, needs to show they have certain tools and that they're ready to go to work. And so it shouldn't be too much of an extension from that to say, all right, you want to take out a lease to get in here and bring these minerals, and oil is a mineral, of course. You want to bring this mineral into production and bring it onto the market. Let's take a look at your toolbox and make sure you've got everything in your toolbox that you're going to need to take care of a problem. The usurper's response, BP spill, was initially overseen, again, as we all know, by the U.S. Mineral Management Service. The agency, faulted for lax regulation, was broken into three by President Barry the Usurper on May the 19th. All right, so if one body doesn't do the job, break it into three bodies, and it'll make it even more difficult to get anywhere, so they'll just break it up, you know, and as they say in government, they're always overworked, understaffed, and underpaid. So you break it up into three separate fraction agencies and just watch as they eventually will grow to the size of something like the Department of Homeland Security or something. When Ferguson opened the new areas on May the 17th, he said the country must streamline the rules to make a single agency responsible for safety, well operations, and the environment. So while the United States and Barry the Usurper is splitting things up and going to three departments, Ferguson is consolidating and making it one. That's government. There's no intention by the government to scale back the development of oil and gas industry in Australia. And I would imagine that there's not going to be a whole lot of interest in scaling back development of oil and gas in the North Sea or anywhere in South America either. But, he says, I am totally focused on the need to ensure we have the absolute best practices in place. Well, best practices, lesson learned. I'm deeply sorry. I always regret, you know, all the stuff you heard from all of the BP executives, all the rest of the oil industry executives, and Tony Hayward. You know, we're so sorry. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. Anyway, the best practices. The National Offshore Petroleum Safety Authority, Australian Maritime Safety Authority, and the Northern Territory Department of Resources are among bodies that had oversight of the Montara spill. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And contrary to some of the hyperbole that's floating around on the internet and on radio broadcasts, but they're not going to shut off the oil exploration. Barry the Usurper hasn't said that in the Gulf of Mexico. They're going to do a six-month moratorium. They're going to lay off for about 6 months. Of course, that spells bad news for all the people that were involved there. As we have discovered, the Deepwater Horizon was leased out at $500,000 a day. That's $500,000 a day. You don't just sit around and idle that kind of capital for 6 months while you fish for bait fish or something like that. No, that's not what you do. What you do is you move them someplace else and put them back to work as quickly as possible. And I'm certain that's what's going to happen. And where is it going to go? It's very likely to go over the China Sea and places like that. After all, it's the Chinese that need the petroleum products right now, and they needed them a long time ago. But here's a little bit more, just from Australia. Moratorium needed. Australia needs a year-long moratorium on deep-water drilling to study the Montaro report and the BP spill, Bond University's Hunter told Bloomberg Television today. I don't know why they need a year-long moratorium. You know, if you give yourself a year to get a job done, it'll probably take 364 and a half days. If you give yourself 6 months, you know, it'll probably come in, get done just about a day or two before the six-month deadline. If you give yourself 2 weeks, you'll get it done in 13 days. You know, it's the way it goes. The longer, the further out you extend your deadlines, the longer it's going to take to get the project accomplished. But anyway, continues here. Companies drilled 1,500 wells off of Australia in the 25 years before the Monterra accident without any blowouts, the petroleum group said. Explorers face stringent environmental conditions before drilling, Chief Executive Officer Belinda Robinson said in an emailed response to questions. Last year's spill, about 250 kilometers or 155 miles off the Kimberley coast, shows Australia needs a single agency to monitor well safety, protect the marine environment, and oversee spill response, according to Hunter. So it's 180 degrees from the reaction that Barry the Usurper took. Here in Australia, they need one organization, one agency to oversee, and the usurper sets up three. Well, that's just politics for you. Calls to strengthen Australian regulations began before the Monterra incident when a 2008 explosion at Apache Corporation's Varanus Island gas plant caused fuel shortages in Western Australia, source of a third of the nation's exports. Consistent approach? Some of the issues that have arisen as a result of the Varanus and Monterra incidents mean we need to revisit our regulatory system and make sure we have the strongest possible national consistent approach rather than allowing potential differences to develop, Ferguson said. That makes good sense, Ferguson. Monterra may have spilled about 30,000 barrels of oil between August the 21st and November the 3rd based on estimates of the Bangkok-based PTT. That would make it the third biggest spill in Australian history, according to figures from the Maritime Safety Authority. The Timor Sea accident and a Chinese coal carrier that ran aground in April on the Great Barrier Reefs have already damaged the marine environment, University of Queensland's Marshall said. The ocean is full of life, and when that oil sinks to the bottom, it's going to be killing things, he said. Well, that's what you get with a high level of college education. The ocean is full of life, and it's going to be killing things when the oil settles to the bottom. Australia's Green Party, Senator Rachel Seward, urged the government to scrap the latest set of new drilling permits, concerned about the threat to whales, seals, turtles, and other marine life in one area marked for exploration off the Western Australian coast. Parts of this block are extremely deep, as much as 3,750 meters. That's what we talked about before, 10 miles deep. If a Monterra-sized spill occurred there, you'd see oil in the coast, Seward said in a telephone interview. There are dangers inherent in deep water production. The government should put a hold on exploration that we have control over, and so goes the article. But there's lots of articles like this that you can find up on the Bloomberg.com website this morning, and I would recommend that you take a look at some of this. Here's a fellow in the news, a man named Hoffmeister. Apparently Hoffmeister wrote a book, Why We Hate the Oil Companies, but I haven't read that book yet, so I'm not going to talk about it, but I have read the article. Here we go, off of Bloomberg. This is not new news. It's 2 days old, but it's worth reading. June the 15th, Bloomberg, BP PLC may need to offend or even alienate U.S. government officials pressuring the company to spend more money on restitution for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, said the former Shell Oil Company president, John Hoffmeister. Now, I don't want to get into Hoffmeister right now. I still need to do more research on him. But the idea is that the BP needs to offend or even alienate U.S. government officials, all right? They need to resist. They need to gut up, as they say. BP's cost to clean up the spill, this is some advice from an insider here, the former Shell Oil Company president. BP's cost to clean up the spill, the worst in U.S. history, may escalate enough to threaten the London-based oil company's future. We saw that's, even though there is no potential for that, their bonds seem to have been recovered and they've been moved back up from junk to AAB or something like that. Anyway. BP's cost to clean up the spill, the worst in U.S. history, may escalate enough to threaten the London-based oil company's future, Hoffmeister, who now runs the advocacy group Citizens for Affordable Energy. Citizens for Affordable Energy said today at a Bloomberg Link Boards and Risk Conference in Washington. Let's understand that there's an agenda running in the background here. As Dr. Alan Watt likes to say, there is the reason and there's a real reason, and sometimes we need to dig deep to find the real reason, but some of the real reason perhaps going on right now in all of the debates is to get us back into this Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, get the climate change legislation back up on the table in time for the IPCC's conference down in Mexico, right? They're going to have the Copenhagen Round 2 in Mexico, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, usually does. The current political movement by the U.S. government is basically an unlimited liability, said Hofmeister, who ran the U.S. operations of Royal Dutch Shell PLC, Europe's largest oil company by market value, from early 2005 through mid-2008. In other words, again, the way that the government is styling it is setting up an unlimited liability cap for BP. They'll be liable until the last revolution of the earth for the problems caused by this leak. BP has spent about $1.6 billion to stop the leak, clean up the oil, and compensate local businesses and residences since the April 20th explosion of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig. U.S. officials are increasing pressure on the company to accelerate payments, replace lost wages of idled oil rig workers, and suspend dividend payments to shareholders. Quote, at some point, the entity will have to defend itself, close quote, Hofmeister said. At what point are they willing to offend or even alienate certain government officials in the interest of the enterprise, because the alternative would basically be to give up the enterprise? Now, if you've studied with us for any length of time at all, remember our Dillaboo and Howard, the principles of business law, where we went into, at least I don't know whether I brought it out on the air, but certainly as I studied that entire 1,000-plus page text on business law, the sole interest is to preserve the corporation, all right? They never die. When you form a corporation, they live on forever. They extend from generation to generation. And everything and anything that the corporate head does is to protect, preserve, and defend the body, the corporate, the legal fiction body. And this is what Hofmeister is saying. At what point are they willing to offend or even alienate certain government officials in the interest of the enterprise, because the alternative would basically be to give up the enterprise? When we talk about the right to keep and bear arms, all right, the idea of self-defense, if we understand property rightly as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that we understand freedom to be 100% control of your property 100% of the time, and if we can understand the principle of self-defense as being the paramount of all, if you don't defend the body, if you don't defend your life, you give up your life, then all of the rest of the arguments are moot. And that's what Hofmeister is pointing at here. We have a corporation, an existence that never dies. And it's he's anticipating, or he's suggesting, that BP get in the business in the New York Minute and start protecting their corporation, or the alternative, as he says here, would basically be to give up the enterprise or to allow a corporation to die. Don't expect that to happen without a hell of a fight. Protecting the dividend? The damaged well in the deep waters off the Louisiana coast was gushing 20 to 40,000 barrels of oil, blah, 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 according to an estimate from scientists taken from the government. We don't know how much is gushing out. We don't know how much is gushing out, but if it's gushing at the rate they were talking about yesterday, we'll have another 125 barrels of oil in the Gulf in 3 minutes, and we will be back then.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And if we can believe the flow rate that's been bandied around on the internet here in the last couple of days, we had $9,536.25 worth of crude oil wasted during this break as it flowed out of the Macondo Well Project. Well, that's the way that sort of stuff goes. Let's go back into this article here and take a look a little bit more from it again. The damaged well in the deep waters off the Louisiana coast was gushing 20 to 40,000 barrels a day. But of course, when the VP executive, Tony Hayward, and others were grilled, the CEOs of the corporations in the hearing yesterday, basically everybody's just, you know, guessing. They don't really know. They were, you know, being hollered at. I mean, Waxman, you know, well, what we really need is an apology. You need to apologize. I don't want his apology. This is apology. You need to resign. Resign. Now he gets off scot-free and he apologizes on the way out the door. This is what we got, folks. We need to replace this government of ours. It's not working for us. Anyway, BP, which accounts for 12% of the dividends paid into the UK pension funds, they want your pension money. They want your retirement. They want you broke. They want to move you into one of these sustainable cities. They want to get you out of your cars. They want to get you onto a bicycle. They want you to get you onto foot or taking a rickshaw. That's where we're trying to go with all of this. That's the goal. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have a solar car? Sure it would. You know anybody that's got one? You know anybody that ever had one? Could you afford one if there was a new show, you know, solar car that was available down at your Ford dealership? I couldn't. I got a couple of old trucks out in the driveway. They run just fine on petroleum products. Anyway, BP, which accounts for 12% of the dividends paid into the UK pension fund, is likely to get some help from the British government in defending itself from the U.S. I thought the United States and Israel were our great allies. Well, now I guess they're going to lawyer up and team up with the government. We're going to have the United States pitted against the UK. Let's see. Now, all right, the War of 1812, come forward 2 years, you got 2012. I'll go with that just a hell of a lot faster than I go with the Mayan calendar. Maybe it's time to have war again, unfortunately, with England. Maybe we need to finish it one time and then cut the bond, and we'll give them back Israel in the process. Anyway, continuing here, it says BP, which accounts for 12% of the dividends paid into the UK pension funds, is likely to get some help from the British government in defending itself from the U.S., Hoffmeister said. Wouldn't it be great to receive about 2,000, maybe 5,000, maybe 10,000 intelligent Brits into our immigration pool, as opposed to another 25,000 or 50,000 or 2.5 million Mexicans? I'd rather have some more Englanders and Scotsmen come to the country than to have any more Mexicans. I think we've got a great plenty of them. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, continuing, Hoffmeister said, British officials have already complained that the U.S. is being too tough on BP, criticizing calls from members of Congress for the company to suspend dividend payments. God, don't get into the dividends. Don't mess with the UK pension funds. The government has an incredible interest in protecting its enterprise, even if part of it might have to be hived off at some point. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that British Petroleum is an enterprise of England? Well, of course it is. Of course it is, just as all of our companies are blessed by a corporate charter given to them by their states. The states. I guess we should say by this state as opposed to the state. But that's for Alfred Addis to explain. BP, which reported profit of about $16.6 billion for 2009, paid $10 billion to shareholders last year. Investors are fleeing, pushing BP shares in London and American depository receipts down more than 45% since the explosion, wiping out at least $90 billion in market value, but not $90 billion of Goldman Sachs money, and not $90 billion for Tony Hayward, or probably not $90 billion out of Peter Dennis Sutherland's pocket either. The spill, again, will at least prompt BP's board and directors of other companies to reevaluate their preparedness for disasters. Now, that's really what needs to happen. They need to have the appropriate tools. That's all that really needs to happen. Yes, they got to clean up the spill. Do every living blessed amount that they possibly can to do it. And I want Barry the usurper to be held accountable for his words, that he's going to hold BP accountable for it. But what is really needed here, we need the oil. We need to get off the foreign oil. We need to use our own oil. And that means we need to do what we're doing responsibly and accountably. And that means we need appropriate tools in the toolbox before these guys start going and sticking their straw down 5 or 6 miles below the sea's surface. Continuing, directors are going to ask the what-if questions, Shattuck said. Now, if it does happen, what are you going to do about it? The nuclear industry had its wake-up call, they'd have to throw this one in the partial meltdown of the Three Mile Island reactor in Pennsylvania in 1979, blah, blah, blah. You want to talk about false flag, that's probably a false flag right there. We could have done a lot more with nuclear energy, and we haven't done it. BP's board needs to be aware of the constituencies beyond the company's shareholders. Quote, the board often has to step in and make sure the management team understands and appreciates the balance across all constituencies, he said. Well, there's a lot more to that. And certainly when we get into John Stuart Mill, we'll find out, not today, because it'll be probably down the road a bit for us here in the book, but we'll find out more about this board and management teams and leadership by individuals and leadership by deliberative assemblies, etc. All right, so that's it for that. Let's go over here. I want to pick up one more before we get to the top of the hour. A couple more quick ones here. This one right here. All right, so we've all heard about Halliburton and Halliburton's involvement in all of this process. I came across an article, actually a link was sent to me by one of our listeners. This is off of this is the Morning Liberty. This is a Robert Hender Jr., apparently he's a talk host on another network. And this is off of his website, and he apparently wrote this. But he says, Halliburton buys oil cleanup company Boots and Coots, Dick Cheney, what is up his sleeve now? He starts off, this is June the 11th. Is this just a coincidence? Halliburton, HAL, and Boots and Coots, WEL on the New York Stock Exchange, jointly announced today that Halliburton has entered into a definitive merger agreement to acquire all of the outstanding stock of Boots and Coots in a stock and cash transaction. Well, no, this isn't a strip club. This is something different than that. Now, let's leave that fellow's article behind and go straight to the Boots and Coots website and take a look, little bit of a look at this. You're going to find, as I did, when you go up to boots-coots.com, B-O-O-T-S-- or hyphen, Coots, C-O-O-T-S, bootscoots.com, you're going to find that there's not a heck of a lot of information available on this website, nor is there very much about them. But basically, Boots and Coots offers the industry the world's most experienced, well-controlled company. Most of our personnel, reading right off their website, trained and worked under the well-controlled pioneers Red Adair, everybody remembers his name, Boots Hansen, and Coots Matthews. Boots and Coots has carried on the tradition as the premier well-controlled and emergency response company in the world. The experience of Boots and Coots personnel is unmatched in the industry in response to our industry's changing needs. Today, we offer the most complete range of emergency response, prevention services, and pressure controls available. The timeline below gives a glimpse into how deep the roots of Boots and Coots extend within the oil industry, beginning with the father of modern well control techniques, Myron Kinley, to Red Adair, and finally, Boots Hansen and Coots Matthews. Well, it starts back in 1913 when they put the first oil well fire out with explosives, and that was done by Myron Kinley and his father, and the whole tradition continues. But you might find it an interesting website to look at, but you will have to go all around and around and around in and around it to start getting into anything of any substance, because it's basically just a very simple gloss page, front cover, to this corporation recently acquired by Halliburton. How it figures in, whether Boots and Coots are involved in what's going on in the Macondo well, is to be determined. I do not know, but I just thought I would throw that out for your consideration. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. I heard last night an interview with, Dr. Stan Monteith on his broadcast. The archive is available on his website. Radio Liberty, I think it is, .com. But between he and the good chaplain, Lindsey Williams. Now, I heard Avery Jane from our chat rooms, former host here on the broadcast network on Oracle, had encouraged me to listen to a Steve Quayle broadcast a couple of days ago. I generally just, you know, I steer about 10 miles clear of Quayle all the time. But anyhow, I did listen to that. I did listen to some clips and things put out by Pastor or Chaplain Lindsey Williams. And I'll tell you, folks, I don't trust what's coming down out of this guy's lips this time around. If you do, go with it. I don't. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs.
They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for each and every day. In the first hour, we went through a whole basket full of a variety of news, various things, focusing a little bit around British Petroleum, BP, what's going down. Not so much from the spill, not so much from what's coming out of the Gulf, but what's coming out of the mouth of the news media and what's coming out of Congress and what's coming out of the global exploration. Hey, come on. Give it to me. All right. He's trying to give me some trouble here. I better jump over here and do this and refresh that and make sure that that doesn't decide to take a timeout. It's trying. Okay. Jump back over here. All right, pick that back up. That call keeps dropping over there. Just bear with me, folks, while we do a little bit of on-air production. And let's try that again. We seem to have lost our phone bank for a moment, but that's all right. We don't have a flood of calls. We'll just continue and see what happens if we can't bring that guy back in again. Unable to connect. Try that one more time. Bingo, bingo. Come on, jump up there, little one. And we'll just have to check back on the Oracle phones. We're on the air. So let's continue. So in the first hour of the broadcast, basically went through some news, looking at Bloomberg, which is a place that I like to go. Look a little bit at Boots and Coots, bring that to your attention. But as we closed out the first hour's broadcast, I was just simply mentioning that I have been listening to and listening for and trying to find more about the stuff that the good chaplain, Lindsay Williams, is bringing out to the air as regards the Macondo oil geyser. And I think that I would have to question what he's saying at this point. At least I'm certainly listening with both ears and taking notes and keeping notes. And the day he said it and the broadcast I heard it on and blah, blah, blah. I do that quite frequently. But anyway, one of the things that really troubles me is his discussion, and he's made this point several times, about how there was a 2-inch sidewall thickness on the piping that because of the sediment coming up out of the well under pressure has worn the piping down to about 1 inch. Well, I will just simply put this out to everyone that's listening to the broadcast. If you can go to the Vetco Gray website and find any riser pipe in any of the classes that they put out that has a 2-inch sidewall that meets the design requirements for this well, please inform me. I've seen anything from a 0.81 to a 1.05, I think, or something like that, sidewall on the riser, and that it just doesn't line up with this discussion. If you look at the drill stem that goes down into the ground, you show any of them to me that has a 2-inch sidewall thickness, and I would love and appreciate getting an email at becomevocallocalhost, BBLhost, at centurytel.net. There is an interface. There is a piece that goes between the pipe that comes up from the well, the drill pipe. There is a piece in there that seems to be almost cast iron. And it's a relatively short segment that makes the transition between what was below the mud line and into the riser. And certainly there could be possibly 2-inch material in there. But of course, it's just like it's like the nozzle on a rocket. It's just a kind of a intermediate stage between what could be thousands of feet of pipe below the surface and thousands of feet of pipe above the surface. And, of course, you're going to have a very high amount of flexion right in there. And it would only be logical that the engineers would design something much more durable in that zone, right at the mud line. But as far as the riser pipe coming up, a 2-inch sidewall, I don't think so, Lindsay. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again right here on our Thursday, June the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, along with other AM and FM affiliates. And we certainly thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. I'm just getting into a minor tirade in the first segment there as to regards the testimony that's being given on various radio networks now by Lindsay Williams, the good chaplain from the Arctic. You know, I'm getting just a little bit tired of and impatient with this constant reference to these the elite, Mr. X, the man behind the curtain. Certainly, we all know that our telephone conversations are not secure by any way, stretch, imagination, etc. And if this person, that the man that whispers in Lindsay Williams' ear, or the man or men that whisper in his ear, if they think that they are, you know, secure or more secure just because the chaplain doesn't say who he's talking to at these various oil companies, I think that anybody that works for any of the Israeli telephone billing companies that process all of our billing. Maybe they could just go ahead and provide us with a list of all of the people that have called or the calls that have gone out from Lindsay Williams' telephones, and we would know who these Mr. X's and the elites hidden behind the curtains are. But certainly, on this particular go-round, I have heard nothing from Lindsay that is not well available, completely available, and far more accurately described on the Internet. And so, for those of you that are rushing out to buy DVDs, the end of the world scenario, the end of the earth, the end of the ocean, gasoline prices jumping from $4 to $10. I mean, that's just too much of a spread, folks. Right now, diesel in this area is $2.79 a gallon, plus or minus a few pennies. And to go to $4, you know, is $1.30. But to go to $10 a gallon is a colossal change, all right? And magnitudes of change like that tell me that somebody's just pulling numbers from the air. I have the same misfeelings about these numbers of the pressures, the well pressures, the developed pressure coming out of this Macondo leak. When you start bracketing things between 20,000 and 70,000 PSI, you ask me to question your integrity because, you know, science just doesn't have that kind of an error or deviation in it. If you're no closer than, you know, a spread of 50,000 PSI, and if you don't know what pounds per square inch in a confinement in hydraulics can do, then, you know, you can spend a little bit more time in the encyclopedia or look on the Internet. But if there's anything happening at 70,000 PSI in a system that has a design rating by Vetco Gray at somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000 as a maximum safe working pressure, there would be nothing but parts and pieces laying all over the ocean floor, and this geyser would be coming out of looking like, you know, Old Smoky or something coming out of the ocean. 70,000 PSI, as I shared before, is the developed thrust out of the back end of one of these A380 Airbus jet engines, and so on. So I won't belabor the issue. I'm just going to raise the flag on this one and say that I'm still listening to Lindsay Williams, but I'm listening and taking copious notes, checking out what he's saying. maybe he has changed his tune, serving a new god. Anyhow, this is a rather interesting little bit. I want to try and bring it up for you right now. Yesterday, our sponsor, Jeff from Gadsden Tees, called into the broadcast, and he reported on this story, and so I followed up on it after the broadcast and was able to find the video clip that I believe that he was referencing. This is live off of Fox News. Let me see. I've got to jump over here and see how much time I've got. I've got plenty, so let's go back to it. And just give a listen. This is the video clip, and hopefully it'll come across just fine. Let's see. What do we got going here? Let me see. It doesn't want to give the volume the way that it was giving me the volume before. Let's try it again right over here and stop that. What's the deal? It's peculiar how this thing will work. It works really good before. And then when you go to try and do these things on air, they don't sometimes give you the volume. And that off of Fox News. I hope that came across well enough that you were able to hear it. But that YouTube video, I dropped the link on that into the chat room earlier before the broadcast began. So if you're in the chat room, you can scroll up and find that. You can find it in various places. Obama gives part of Arizona to Mexicans is the title on YouTube. I'm sure you could search for that. Obama gives part of Arizona to Mexicans. But this is an important issue. And it is yesterday as we were discussing it, we didn't know the extent or the size of this federal parkland, but it goes all the way from the border, as the sheriff said, it goes up across three counties. So this is right into the heartland of the state. It runs right in close to the state capitol, of course. And all of this is something that is urgent, and it is important that we look at it. We'll be back in a moment with that and much more. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And apparently I don't have the magic touch yet to get this thing to go out over there. Apparently we had a couple of minutes of dead air, according to the chatters, and I thank you for the feedback, guys. But this particular YouTube, I just dropped the clip into the chat room again. You can find it up on YouTube if you just Obama gives part of Arizona to the Mexicans, and take a look at this and listen to it for yourselves. And again, I don't know why I didn't go out of the air. Ordinarily would, I guess, I suppose. But I do have a new computer here in the studio after the last one had a hard disk failure. And although this was standard operating procedure with the other system, Windows 7 seems to have different things happening than I'm used to with Windows XP. Anyway, continuing on, the main thing, the important part of all of this is that there is this this problem that's going on in this national forest. And the answer that the national forest seems to feel is appropriate is to put up signs, and I've read the signs, I've looked at the signs, putting up signs in various locations, warning the people of Arizona and tourists in general to stay out of the area because it's not safe. And as I mentioned yesterday with Jeff, when he called in and broke this story for us, that's not the right way to go. I mean, if you've got a grizzly bear in a national park or any place, or you've got a raging mountain lion, you put up warning tape and stuff like that. But you're not coming in and having signs painted, you know, beware, you know, voracious grizzly bear in the area. No, that's not what you do. You put up flagging and things like that. And then you go and get some professional hunters, or you go in and get the local veterinarian, and you either come in and trank the damn thing, you put the thing down permanently, or you box him up, crate him up, and take him someplace where he can exist without molesting human beings. But typically, you'll just destroy an animal like that, because no matter where they go, after they get the taste of human meat, or whether they get the taste of your chihuahua, or whether they get the taste of sheep or beef, they're trouble. In the old days, we used to just put a bounty out, and then go in and take care of the trouble. Well, we don't seem to do that anymore. But, of course, this sheriff and the chief police, you know, the police departments all have their hands tied because they're dealing with federal lands. And so their jurisdiction ends where the federal lands begin, even though they are ostensibly, you know, the sheriff, the highest law officer in the land, in his county, but not when there's federal lands in there. So you've got to get the feds to come in and take care of the problem. They're not. And if you heard the clip, and when you do hear the clip, you'll see that, you know, the usurper was out someplace stumping in California instead of attending the funerals for those that died on the Deepwater Horizon. And this sheriff doesn't hold out a lot of promise for Barry the usurper's hollow words as regards to the borders. He knows darn well as I do that Barry the usurper is going to do nothing because he's just a tool of the globalists. And the globalist agenda is wide open borders and international migration and development. So that's about enough. We beat that one to death. But certainly they could use your support on the telephone and letters. I wasn't able to get very far on phone calling yesterday. Couldn't talk to anybody that was a decision maker. Couldn't invite anybody to come on there. But I'll try again after the broadcast, and maybe tomorrow we'll have someone from either the Forest Service or the Sheriff's Department on air. But let's go back and continue where we left off yesterday. I've been trying to work my way through this John Stuart Mill utilitarianism on liberty considerations on representative government, so we get a better handle on what is representative government. What was known of representative government in 1850 when it was written? What do we know today? Where do we go long? Where do we drop the map and the compass? What was known when the institutions that we have were established? And what can we take away from it? You know, to use their language, the best practices, lessons learned. Obviously, we've lost something somewhere. But John Stuart Mill, this out of the Every Man's Library edition, 1972, continues, and this is a 2.5-page paragraph, and I've been trying to finish it. But while they exist, a people so disposed cannot be governed with as little power exercised over them as a people whose sympathies are on the side of the law. Once again, just kind of going back, if you look and listen to the archives, a people must be unfit for more than a limited and qualified freedom who will not cooperate actively with the law and the public authorities in the repression of the evildoers. All right? So we got evildoers going on down there in Pinal County and south of them and north of them, Maricopa County as well. You got these evildoers down there. You got these people who are in there basically violating our immigration laws. They're coming in the back door, crawling in the window, crashing into your garage, your shop. and our federal government is not doing their job to preserve and, you know, protect and defend our Constitution against illegal, invasions of the states. That's part of their job, you know. That's why we hired them. That's why we pay all the big bucks, right? They're more than willing to go in and protect and defend Israel's borders, but they're unwilling to do anything over here, and there's a reason for that, and we've talked about it. But yet, while they exist, a people so disposed cannot be governed with as little power exercised over them as a people whose sympathies are on the side of the law and who are willing to give active assistance in its enforcement. And I made the analogy yesterday. Once was a time when the sheriff, could call up a posse and everybody would jump on their horses and they'd ride out of town whooping and shouting. All right? They don't do that anymore. Again, representative institutions are of little value and may be a mere instrument of tyranny and intrigue when the generality of electors are not sufficiently interested in their own government to give their vote. So we hear all the time, you know, that there's fewer and fewer and fewer people turning out at the polls. Fewer and fewer electors are actually engaging in the system. And as a result, our government is just running amok. It's running out of control. All right? Or, if they vote at all, they do not bestow their suffrages on public grounds, but sell them for money. Sell them for money. And so, even the voters in the Congress, even your state legislators, your state representatives, even your county commissions, even your city council, they sell their votes for money. Whether they be unearned grants and aid from the international community, federal dollars, or state dollars, or county dollars, they sell their votes for money. That's why we call them whores, Congress whores. Or they vote at the beck of someone who has control over them. These are the men behind the curtain that Lindsay Williams calls an elite. I don't consider them to be elite at all. They're scumballs. They're trash. They're scum. They rise to the top of the melting pot. The pure, the powerful, the positive people, the pure metals, you know. We are the base metals. We are the base of this entire polity. And we need to skim off the dross and throw it away from time to time. We don't do it often enough, even though we were warned by our founders in the Declaration that it was not only our right, but our duty from time to time to do that. From time to time, the tree of liberty does need to be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots, like it or not, or whom for private reasons they desire to propitiate. And so you have special interests and special lobbies. You've got your Monsanto's crew. You've got the Goldman Sachs involved in it, J.P. Morgan Chase, and so on and so forth. Popular election thus practiced, instead of a security against misgovernment, is but an additional wheel in its machinery. So we'll do nothing and we allow this to continue unabated. Then it becomes an additional wheel in the machinery. It's just another cog in the wheel of the juggernaut. Besides these moral hindrances, mechanical difficulties are often an insuperable impediment to forms of government. In the ancient world, though there might be and often was great individual or local independence, right? In the ancient world, once was a time where localism meant something other than what has come out of the Tavistock Institution lately. This idea of taking the power to the edge. Edge theory and all of that. It's just another war game strategy. But in the ancient world, it was great individual or local independence was the rule of the day in the towns and the village and so on. There could be nothing like a regulated popular government beyond the bounds of a single city community. The city-states of Athens and Greece. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of these words from our sponsors.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're just trying to go back in time a little bit and see where we went wrong, find out a little bit from John Stuart Mill. He wrote well, and he wrote a lot in regards to the idea or the concept of representative government. And here in a day, as we find ourselves in the United States and around the world, we no longer understand what is a representative government, why it is the best form of government. We've lost touch. We've lost touch with the system. We've allowed ourselves to be dialogued into a new consensus. We no longer castigate. We no longer can outcast. We no longer basically just hang the bastards. All right? It's a great deterrent. It sets a standard up. Nobody misses a hanging. Everybody comes. You bring your children. Everyone watches them swing. You leave the bodies hanging in the sun. There's none of these Timothy McVeigh injections where the man is supposedly, he's declared dead and his chest is still rising and falling. That sort of stuff. None of that. You don't punish in the closet if you want it to be effective. Continuing, there could be nothing like a regulated popular government beyond the bounds of a single city community. Because there did not exist the physical conditions for the formation and propagation of a public opinion, except among those who could be brought together to discuss public matters in the same agora, or theater, if you will. All right? So you look at the Parthenon, you look at all the various public buildings in Greece and even in Asia, Near East, where you would come together and you meet. You know, now they had the advantage that most of them, you know, were the men were and the women, the elite of their time, let's say, they had the time on their hands to come together and run their democracies. All right? People working a full-time job can't take every day of the week off to go and sit in a forum someplace, and that's why we started to come up with this idea of a representative government. But we use, for public opinion, publicity, we used to use newspapers and books. And from the newspapers, actually, it started out with the Herald, the town crier. Someone would ride into town, hear ye, sitting in the public square. Made a big noise and had a fanfare, you know, horns blowing, come into town. Hear ye, and they roll out the scroll and they read what the king wanted them to know. Or their lord, or their sheriff. All right? That we don't do any longer. When you have to ride from town to town with a scroll and roll it out and read it, you don't generate a 2,500-page piece of legislation. Nobody's going to sit through a public reading of 2,500 pages. It's one of the reasons why originally in Congress, three readings of every piece of legislation were required before it could be voted on. Now, they don't do that. They just use a bill title or a bill summary. They don't do a public reading three times. If they did, they wouldn't have 2,500-page pieces of legislation. Sometimes the simplest cure is the best one. Keep it simple, stupid, and keep it short. If you can't say it in fewer words than this, go back to the drawing board. This obstacle is generally thought to have ceased the adoption of the representative system. But to surmount it, it completely required the press. That's why we have the freedom of the press, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of speech. And we back it up with our arms, the right to keep and bear arms. Got a call yesterday from a member of the NRA, or one of their mouthpieces, wanting me to sign up for the National Rifle Association. Apparently, the National Rifle Association and Larry Pratt, the Gun Owners of America, don't know how to read very well. Has nothing to do with small arms. It has nothing to do with fouling pieces. You break your shotgun over your shoulder and say, "From my cold, dead hands." The amendment has nothing to do with that. The right to keep and bear arms is much bigger than that. And at the time that it was written, many still understood that arms and armorial bearings, you're talking about family crests and family, you know, what do they call it? The coat of arms, for instance. All right? And the right of a well-regulated militia being necessary to the preservation and security of a free people, free state. That's very important to understand. Because when a man, a principal in a county, puts his standard up and says, "Boys, gather around, we got some work to do," all right, that's the right to keep and bear arms as well. You have big families, all right. But beyond that, the idea of the well regulated militia, that's exceedingly important. Well regulated, all right. That doesn't mean a bunch of ragtag guys falling out on the street, you know, every Jew at 22 and every Irishman at 45, you know, or 44 Magnum, Dirty Harry. What it means is a well-regulated militia. Now, back in the early days in England, it was standard fare that the man with the family tree, the guy that had the coat of arms, would call out, you know, the Lord, would call out his men, his militia, in the early morning before they all went off to work, and they would practice their battles. They would practice their battles. And everyone was required to have a 2-inch belt with a band that went over the shoulder. And the reason why everyone had to have their own 2-inch belt, it's like having a web belt, a military web belt. You know, it's like one of those Alice packs, mole systems. The reason why everybody had a uniform belt was because they would have their accoutrements supplied by their lord. And so the armorers and the smiths would know that they all had to fit, you know, they had to have a loop that would fit on a 2-inch belt. So there was some uniformity. But in addition to their belt, everyone was required to have some form of an arm. Some would have a pike if they could afford no better. Some would have a sword and so on. But they would fall out on call on a regular basis, and they would practice their battles on a regular basis, ongoing. If we can understand rightly what I'm talking about when we talk about becoming vocal local and start establishing setting up a local voting precinct group, this is like your multi-purpose group. Not only does it address all things political, but it can address all things social. It provides you a place to get together with like-minded people nearby to share your news articles, the information that you've gleaned off of the web. It helps to invigorate local publicity. It encourages people to exercise their freedom of speech. You know, silence is implied assent. Your silence is your consent. But one of the reasons why a lot of people remain silent in public meetings is they have no prior experience with either the deliberative assembly or Robert's Rules of Order or any public speaking or debate skill whatsoever. And so that's one of the things that you can do with a local group is you get together on a regular basis and you can debate issues. You become more prolific. You could become a statesman, an orator. Go back and study the writings of Cicero for that. But continuing here, again, it says, this obstacle is generally thought to have ceased by the adoption of the representative system, but to surmount it completely required the press, and even the newspaper press, again, written in the 1850s, the real equivalent, though not in all respects, an adequate one of the Pinks and the Forum. Now, you wouldn't know what those are, and we needn't know about them. Not necessary for understanding what we're talking about. But just today, yesterday, and this week, I've been seeing how Rupert Murdoch is trying to buy the Sky News Network over in England. And didn't Lee Rogers report that while he was visiting in England, Sky News was one of the two big ones? They had the BBC and Sky. And Rupert Murdoch is over there trying to pick up Sky. Doesn't this guy have enough? Isn't he involved enough in the media? Aren't they controlling enough? Well, obviously not. So there's no free press when only four or five hands own it all. It's the old idea of the Reuters news service. Continuing from the text here, there have been states of society in which even a monarchy of any great territorial extent could not subsist, but unavoidably broke up into petty principalities, either mutually independent or held together by a loose tie like the feudal system, because the machinery of authority was not perfect enough to carry orders into effect at a great distance from the person or the ruler. And so as our technology increases, our reliance upon some of these outmoded systems falls away. It's no longer necessary, let's say, to go mano a mano when we can get up on the internet and spread things viral in a nanosecond. Right? We have a whole new system of publicity that's working for us, and it's truly working in our own favor. As Zbigniew Brzezinski said at the CFR meeting, what was it, in Montreal, where he was saying that, you know, for the first time in history, never before have so many people been politically aware. Well, that's just another way of saying politically socialized, or they've become human beings. And human beings scare the bat crap out of these globalists because they don't want human beings. What they want are base animals fit for slaughter. Right? The human being is on his way to becoming, you know, basically a sovereign. Continuing, and that's right out of the study of political science, by the way. Continuing here, it says the machinery of authority, again, was not perfect enough in the old days, in the ancient times, to carry out orders into effect at great distances from the persons of the ruler. Remember, well, we'll have to pick up the remembrance there of the Rothschilds and their carrier pigeons after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we can see that even as the time passes, sometimes, you know, even though the calendar pages are changing, many of the principles remain much the same. Looking back in time a little bit here at the time that John Stuart Mill was writing this treatise on representative government, he writes this, he says, he depended, and that would be the leader there, this would be your ruler, I guess, your local lord, your baron, or whatever. He depended mainly upon voluntary fidelity. Voluntary fidelity. And this is so similar to voluntary compliance. The system depends on voluntary compliance. Remember, we can see that the systems don't work unless the people are willing to give active assistance in the enforcement of their laws and the customs and the traditions of a society. But the ruler depends upon mainly upon voluntary fidelity for the obedience even of his army. Nor did there exist the means of making the people pay an amount of taxes sufficient for keeping up the force necessary to compel obedience throughout a large territory. To compel obedience. I mean, you've got to, it goes one way or the other. You can either follow the carrots or you can suffer the stick, right? It's a little bit of donkey training there, how you train up a Missouri mule. The donkey and the carrots and the stick program. You know that does work, right? But as long as the road is level enough and the load is light enough and as long as the donkey is hungry enough, you can dangle carrots in front of their nose and they'll do some work for you. But when the path gets steep and the load gets heavy and the donkey's got his belly full of carrots, he gets bulky and doesn't want to pull the load up the hill. And you put the carrots in a bag, and you take out the other instrument, and that's the stick, and you beat his bottom end, his hindquarter, all the way to the top of the hill, and then you can proceed with carrots again. But once you get back to this little text, he depended mainly upon voluntary fidelity for the obedience even of his army. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever taken the time to read Machiavelli. Very interesting stuff there, The Prince. But you see that Machiavelli was wise enough when he was counseling the Venetians there in what is now Italy, I suppose. He had enough sense to counsel wisely when he talked about the use of mercenaries, all right? The Mercs, Blackwater Z, whatever you want to call them. The real trouble for a ruler when they have to turn to mercenaries. Obviously, their system has fallen apart. The people are no longer having any sympathy on the side of the law. They no longer give their active enforcement in the laws. And as you know, a law that will not be obeyed is no law at all, void on its face. But the use of mercenaries to compel obedience is an important thing to understand, is that the mercenaries, known even so far back in history as Machiavelli, the mercenaries will turn even on their lord, even on their master. They will turn at a moment's notice. They're mercenaries. What did you expect? They're in it for the money. Once the nation starts to get weak, once the people are in revolt, they'll turn on any authority that they can. The rapine will just be out of control. They then will become the new dictator. The coup d'etat begins when you start to hire mercenaries. And so wisdom prevails and says don't hire the mercenaries. But apparently the corporate world, the new world moving forward, the new world order, haven't bothered to read, and don't you believe they haven't, but apparently they haven't bothered to believe or to read Machiavelli. And they have. They've read it over and over again, like the Bible, probably more often than the Bible. They want to know all about how to make people work, like the prince knew how to do it. But anyhow, continuing along here, compel obedience through a large territory. In these and all similar cases, it must be understood that the amount of the hindrance may be either greater or less. It may be so great as to make the form of government work very ill or poorly, without absolutely precluding its existence or hindering it from being practically preferable to any other which can be had. This last question mainly depends upon a consideration which we have not yet arrived at, and that is the tendencies of different forms of government to promote progress. And here he capitalizes it, a capital P, progress. But of course, if you understand what is the progressives, what was the Bull Moose Party all about, the progressives? You know, they're all about progress, growth, and change. Going to be some change down here. We're going to be getting down with some change in America, right? Be very careful when people start talking too much about progress. Understand what it is they're actually trying to accomplish. This is the difference between the liberal, the liberal, the free, and the conservative, all right? The conservative resists change. That's the status quo party. The other party, the liberal, the liberals, they're looking for more and more freedom, ostensibly, and they are all for progress. But you've got to be very, very careful when you start going there. You start walking into the land of change, be sure you're following somebody that has a good plan. If not, revolt against it. Don't go there. It's so much easier to stay out of the Box Canyon than it is to be led into the Box Canyon on the promise of fresh water and good feed. And then they drag all the brush gates and the barbed wire in behind you, and you're locked in the blind Box Canyon and can't get out. We've now examined the three fundamental conditions of the adaptation of forms of government to the people who are to be governed by them. And this is very important, adaptation of different forms of government to the people who are governed by them. As time has changed since this writing, and as time has changed in this country, we the people have changed as well. We went from this Protestant, Bible-believing, even deistic people to basically and largely atheistic, Darwinistic, evolutionary socialists. Like it or not, it's a product of the education. It's your pastors, it's your preachers, it's your teachers. Everybody is advancing Agenda 21, climate change, sustainable development. Everybody is, Adam and Steve versus, Adam and Eve, all of that. You can go back and start with the Illuminati. Look at the writings of Adam Weishaupt himself. At the beginning, it was always a war against the churches. But was it? Or was the Vatican involved in it? The whole idea of the Reformation, what was that all about? All right? As I've said before, on October the 31st of 1517, on that day when Martin Luther, the German theologian and jurist prude, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, he essentially crucified Christ afresh and drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom up until that time. And I know there's others. There's the Bogomils. There's the, et cetera. We don't need to go into all the fractions. There were plenty of others. But up until that time, largely, for all intents and purposes, there was one Christian church, and it was the Catholic Church. But at that point, on that day, on Halloween, All Saints' Eve, on that point, we crossed over a threshold from the old world order into the new world order. And a couple of hundred years later, when Adam Weishaupt in 1776 created his Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, the goal then was the destruction of the church, amongst many other things. But it was in there. Why? Because you've got to take over the people's belief systems. Not only do they have to believe with their emotion basket, not only do they have to get your spirit on board with this program, but you've also got to get them in the money bag. And they knew that, and he knew that. And so they set up this new thing, this study of economics as part of the program. So they went in and they started to take control of your mind and your purse. And when you got your mind, you got your purse, you got it all sewed up. Pretty good system. Again, we've now examined the three fundamental conditions of the adaptation of forms of government to the people who are to be governed by them. You change the people, you can change the systems of government. You change the systems of government without changing the people, and you'll be hard-pressed to get anywhere with it. It's very difficult for me to sell this idea, this concept of the abolition of the established two-party political system, largely because political parties are beliefs, they're political faiths. It's as if I'm asking people to change over from being a Catholic to a Mormon, or a Mormon to a Jew, or just a 33rd degree Mason, or something similar, all right? Very difficult to get in and start dealing with people's faiths and belief systems. They're indoctrinated, they're inculcated over long periods of time. But to get people to turn away from the established two-party political system and return to our founders' concept of a system of constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government sans the parties is no small task that I've carved out for myself here. But if we can understand that it's the parties, it's the spirit of division, a house divided surely fall, a nation, a people divided against itself cannot stand, then we can understand how important it is to throw away these petty differences, turn our back on the socialist pluralistic advance of all of these fractions and parties and factions and all of the, you know, Sierra Club and World Wildlife Federation and all the rest of that claptrap, and come back to being one people, and then defend what's ours. It's our birthright. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.